Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Johns Hopkins University reports new confirmed coronavirus infections in the U.S. top 83,000 for a second straight day. Leading infectious disease doctor Anthony Fauci says it'll be clear by early December whether a vaccine is safe and effective, but he reiterated today it won't be widely available for several months. The top aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for the virus, but as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, Pence is continuing to campaign.
The vice president's office says Pence has tested negative and is tested regularly, but the vice president is considered a close contact of Mark Short, his chief of staff, who has the virus. And per CDC guidance, close contacts should be tested in quarantine even if their initial test result is negative, given the incubation period is up to 14 days. But a spokesperson said Pence decided to keep his travel schedule in consultation with the White House medical unit and in accordance with the CDC guidance for essential personnel. Essential workers exposed to the virus should be closely monitored for symptoms and wear a mask when close to others. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A UN treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons now has enough signatories to come into force. A 50th country, Honduras, has ratified it. Terry Schultz reports the U.S. is actively opposing the accord, and most European countries are withholding support.
The treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons will come into force January 22nd, pledging the 50 signatories not to develop, test, store, use, or basically have anything to do with nuclear weapons. The UN is delighted with this step toward global disarmament, but the treaty remains opposed by countries that have nuclear weapons, including the US, Britain, China, France, and Russia. No NATO ally has joined the treaty.
In a surprise announcement, Pope Francis today named 13 new cardinals, including the first African-American. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports Wilton Gregory, Archbishop of Washington, D.C., will be able to participate in electing the next pope.
While addressing pilgrims from his window overlooking St. Peter's Square during his Sunday address, Pope Francis said the 13 new cardinals will be elevated in a ceremony at the Vatican on November 28th. Wilton Gregory served for years in the Diocese of Atlanta and is a former president of the U.S. Bishops' Conference. He now leaves the diocese once led by Theodore McCarrick, later defrocked by the Pope following accusations of sex abuse. The nine new elector cardinals come from Italy, Africa, the U.S., Rwanda, the Philippines, Chile, and Brunei. Francis has now appointed almost 60% of cardinal electors, raising the chances that the next pope will be in line with his own policies. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR. Senate Republicans are planning a preliminary vote today to end debate on the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. A final vote is expected tomorrow over unanimous Democratic objection. California's largest utility, PG&E, is cutting power to 38 counties. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings in most of the state because of critical fire conditions, including gusty winds and dangerously low humidity. A top opposition leader in Venezuela has secretly left the country. NPR's Philip Reeves says Leopoldo Lopez is reportedly heading for Spain.
Lopez spent the last year and a half in the Spanish ambassador's residence in the capital, Caracas. He holed up there after a failed attempt to trigger a military rebellion. His party says after years of persecution and imprisonment, he's now left Venezuela, without saying how. He plans to work to oust the government of Nicolas Maduro from abroad. The 49-year-old Lopez is a key opposition figure, mentor of Juan Guaido, the U.S.-supported leader who claims he's Venezuela's legitimate president. His departure comes as Guaido's campaign is flagging and Maduro retains control of the security forces and key government institutions. Flip Reeves, NPR News.
Entomologists in Washington state say they vacuumed a nest of Asian giant hornets out of the cavity of a tree. It's the first such nest to be found in the U.S. Scientists plan to take the tree down to try to make sure the hornets, which threaten honeybees, are eradicated. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.